Welcome to FYM Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shviz, Daf Dalet, in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Rishon, in the beginning of Halacha Gimel, few lines down, Daf Dalet. Says the Mishnah, Echod Ilan Srak ve'echod Ilan Machal. Doesn't matter if it's a fruit-bearing tree or it's not. We do an estimate of what it could have, how many fruits could grow on this tree. Even if it's not a fruit-bearing tree, what is the amount that would grow if it would be a fruit-bearing tree? So you treat it as if it's a fig tree, and that means referring to every other tree as well. You look at it if it would be a fig tree. If they're able to do the amount that we mentioned in previous Mishnah, which is a kikar develo, that's the size of figs, that is worth shishi money beitalki in the Italian corn. If this tree, if it would be a fig tree, would be able to do that, and then you can plow the entire beisel for these trees. But if this tree is not able to do that, or if this tree would be a fig tree, we're not able to do that. You're allowed to plow only around the tree, but not the entire field. The Mishnah says, if one of them does a kikar d'velo, and two do not do kikar d'velo, or two are doing and one are not doing, you don't plow the field only around the trees. Until all three do kikar tefila. Here we have a big machloikis Rash and Rambam. I don't understand the Mishnah. The Rash learns that each tree needs to do the kikar tefila. So if I have three trees, it needs to be that all three will do the kikar tefila. Each one of them will do kikar tefila. If I have only one of the three doing kikar tefila, the other two are doing less, or even two out of the three do kikar tefila, and the last one is doing less, that's not good enough. That's how the Rash learns it. The Rambam learns that all three together need to do a kikar tefila. And when the Mishnah says if one is doing, the other two are not, or two are doing, the other one is not, meaning that the other one is not participating at all. You have only two trees that together are doing kikar tefila, and the third tree is doing nothing. Then it's not good enough. It needs to be that each one of the trees will participate and do a third of the kikar tefila needs to be done over here. And the Mishnah continues and says, Umishloisho ve'atisho. The same halacha will apply if you have from three trees up to nine trees. According to the Rash, up to nine trees, each one of the trees needs to do a kikar tefila. According to the Rambam, up to nine trees, all the trees need to participate in the kikar tefila, meaning each one will do a ninth of the kikar tefila. Hayu asor u'masor v'lamala, if it's 10 trees or 10 and above, even if they're not doing kikar tefila, you still plow the entire beisel for them. So according to the Rashi means, even if not each one is doing kikar tefila, once you get to 10 trees, you can plow the field. According to the Rambam, even if all 10 together are not doing kikar tefila, it's still good enough when you have 10 trees. Shenemar, there's a pasuk. This, as the Gemara is going to tell us, the pasuk refers to the beginning of the Mishnah. What's the reason you can't plow before Shemitah? As the Gemara mentioned it earlier, Bechorish uvekotzeh u'tishbois, you have plowing and you have harvesting that you need to stop. We're not talking about Shviz itself, because for that we have a different pasuk. Meaning plow before Shviz and it will grow in Shemitah. And the whatever grows because of plowing on Shemitah, that will harvest after Shemitah. Rishwal says, we're talking about the same way Chorish plowing is always going to be Rishus. There's never such a thing as plowing for a mitzvah. There's no requirement to plow anything for a mitzvah. So also Kotzer needs to be something which is not a mitzvah. Only harvesting which is not a mitzvah is Asur according to Rabbi Shmuel. But if it's harvesting which is a mitzvah, meaning Ktsir HaOimer, when you harvest for the mitzvah of Oimer, it's a mitzvah. So that's not including the Isser. Which Isser? As Reb Chaim points out over here, it seems to be a machlekes the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli learns this Mishnah, that we're talking here about Shabbos. We're not talking about Shemitah anymore. Rabbi Shmuel argues and says this pasuk is not talking about Shemitah, it's talking about Shabbos. And the idea is that on Shabbos you're not allowed to plow, you're not allowed to harvest, only if it's not a mitzvah. Because plowing is never a mitzvah. So harvesting needs to be similar to plowing and also not a mitzvah. But when you have harvesting, which is a mitzvah, which means Ksira Soimer, you can do it even on Shabbos. The Yerushalmi, as we'll see in the end of the daf, the Yerushalmi refers this to Shemitah. And we're talking about the fact that you're not allowed to harvest on Shemitah. And if, even if things that you're allowed to harvest on Shemitah, for example, Hefker, you have to harvest only small pieces. You can't do a lot in one time. So when it comes Ktzir HaOmer, when it comes harvesting for HaOmer, that you could do in Shemitah as well. And that's the drasha of Rabbi Shmuel. That what it says in the Pasuk, not to plow and harvest on Shemitah, refers to only things which are not mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to harvest on Shemitah. Says the Gemara in Avdal Amud Beis. Echot Ilan Tzrak, and we talked about any type of tree, you measure it as if it was a fig tree. V'lamo Om Rutenim, why specifically fig tree? Says the Gemara, Deshi Per Seim Gosim Vim Oisim Arbe. There's two things that the fig tree has. First, the fruits are thick, or they're juicy fruits. And second is, they do a lot of fruits at one time. So that's why that's the good shear, the good measurement to measure if this tree makes the field into a base sale, which is allowed to be plowed. Because the fig tree is the tree that makes the most fruits and the thickest fruits. So says the Gemara, Hare Esroig, what about Esroig? Pirois of Gasim, it does have really thick fruits. Ve'einoisim arbe, but it doesn't do a lot of fruits. That's why it's not a good example. Hare Zaysim, what about an olive tree? Oisim arbe, they make a lot of fruits. Ve'ein persim gasim, the fruits are not so juicy, they're not so thick. Ve'elu, with the figs, oisos arbe, persim gasim, they have both, also a lot of fruits, and also thick fruits, also juicy fruits, and that's what the measurement is based on that. Meaning, even when you have a tree that doesn't make that many fruits, but if it would be a fig tree, that the fig tree is the one, the tree that makes the most fruits, the juiciest fruits, it would get to the measurement of the Mishnah. So then you plow for it, even though this tree has much less fruits. It says the Gemara, "Mabchia ba'ado kol le'nayo ovdin shana parashana." This is another reason why we use the fig tree, because every other tree they grow 1 year and then 1 year they stop. But a fig tree does every year. So that's what we measure with a fig tree, which has fruits every single year. Says the Gemara, if one of the trees is doing the same one and the other two are not, so you have to have the cheshbon of three. What does that mean? So according to the Rash, Rash says that every one of the trees needs to do a kikur. If you have three trees, if you have 10 trees, it doesn't have to do a kikur each one. It says, the Gemara, it has to be at least a third of a kikur. It can't be less than a third of a kikur per tree. So according to the Rash, it's coming to our that every tree has to do at least a third. It says, no, each tree needs to do at least a ninth. If I have 10 trees, each one should do a ninth. That's according to the Rash. According to the Rambam, we're not talking about 10 trees. We're talking about three trees, beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you have to have three trees and they have to do a kikur. And the kikur has to come from all three. It says the Gemara, Ulvad shelo yifchod mechishbon mishuloshim. Each one should do at least a third. Zirubachirin is coming to say another thing. Fad shelo yifchod mechishbon mitushoim should not be less than a ninth. He's not coming to argue. He's coming to say that when you have nine trees, each one should do at least a ninth. I mean, he's just giving the measurement per tree according to the Rambam. Ayu arbo, you have four trees. Vaboker oyver bekelof. And these four trees are distant enough from each other that the axe with the plowing machine can go between them. So that's good, that's a good tree. Shnayim ve'eina boko river bekelof. But then you have two trees, that there's not enough room between them. The axe cannot go between the trees. Mekivan she'eina boko river bekelof, atruei oison kilu chamisho. So, because the axe cannot go through, so one of the trees will be cut off. So I don't look at this field as if it has six trees, but only as if it has five trees. According to the Rash, each one of the five trees needs to do one kikur. According to the Rambam, you have to have one kikur coming from the five trees, each one a fifth, and not the sixth tree. Continues the Gemara and says, Ayu chamisho. If it's five trees, but they don't have enough distance between them, they're too close. Taflukto demshim rabbonon. It's the same achlag of shim rabbonon that we had in Meseches Kilayim. The Tanin and Tamon, we learned in Meseches Kilayim. Kerem shunatua pachois me'ar ba'amis. You have a vineyard which is planted in less than four hamas, meaning there's no four hamas distance between the trees as it needs to be for the vineyard. Shimon Oimer, Eino Kerem. According to Shimon, there's nothing here. You look at all the trees as if they're going to be uprooted. Ve'chachom Oim, Chachom say, Kerem, it is a vineyard. For him te'im tzoyo is kilu einam. You just ignore the middle ones. You look at the middle ones as if they were uprooted, and you leave the ones on the side. So whatever's too close, you have a few trees. You have some trees that are too close to each other. You take out the middle ones, and then you have enough distance. So continues the Gemara, Daf Yamud Aleph, and says, here the same thing. If I have five trees that are too close, so according to Reb Shimon, there's no trees here at all. You can't plow this field. But according to Rabban, you take out the middle trees and you're left with three. Three trees, you're allowed to plow the entire field. That's what Gemara says, the Horshim Kol Beis Seil Bishon, you could plow the entire field for these three trees. Reb Chaim points out that the previous Gemara that says that if I had six trees and two of them were too close, so I look at it as if one of them is not there, you have five, that's also according to Rabban. Because according to Reb Shimon, the two trees that are too close, they're both not there. And really, you don't have five trees, you have only four trees. Continues the Gemara and says, Shenema bechorish uvekotzir tishbois. It says in the Pasuk that you have plowing and harvesting, plowing before Shemitah, harvesting after Shemitah. Says the Gemara, loy astil de loy al ratio. Meaning it's going on the ratio of the Mishnah. In Chorishalim el atzorkot, you're allowed to plow only the amount of the tree, but not the entire field. Shenema bechorish uvekotzir tishbois. You have to have a stop and not to plow the field before Shoshana, and after the end of the year. Now the Gemara says, it's a quote from the Mishnah, and seemingly it's the wrong quote, and the right quote is the Shinu Nischoyas brings over here, the right quote will be that Rabbi Shmuel's Shita that speaks about Choresh HaKotzer of Mitzvah. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel Kedaiti, Shmuel goes L'Shitosu, Rabbi Shmuel Omar in Oimer Bo Misuryo. Shmuel says you can't bring Oimer from Surya, meaning from Chutz Loretz, from outside of Eretz Yisrael. So you must bring the Oimer from Eretz Yisrael. So you must harvest it on Shemitah. And that's what the Reb Chaim pointed out before, that Yerushalmi learns that Rishmo is talking about a Kotzer Mitzvah on Shemitah. That's what it's saying. According to Rabbi Kiva, the Argus of Rabbi Shmuel, you could bring Oimer from Surya. So you don't have to harvest at Shemitah. So just bring it from Chutz Loretz. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you can't bring it from Chutz Loretz. You have a mitzvah to do it here in Eretz Yisrael. According to the Bavli, we're not talking about Shemitah, we're talking about Shabbos. So there's no difference if we're talking about Shabbos, if it's coming from Suri or not, you're not allowed to do Chilul Shabbos in any case. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz, Daf Dalet.